Welcome back, everyone. Hope you had a wonderful break. I was trancing around my new place looking for chanting books, and I located some of my stuff and didn't locate some of my stuff, so now it's a mystery and I have to solve it. A few boxes that aren't unpacked that are down in a separate office building. I'll bet there's some chant stuff down there. Anyway, welcome back from the break. All of that, we're unmuted everywhere, and we're charging forward. And let's see, make this small, the break thing. We'll go back to the slide just to see where we're at, how far we've come. Okay, in perception, we've cleared group mind virus, curses, no. Black magic, no. Atheist thought forms, no. Okay, so we're still in perception, and we're doing good. Understand that we're doing many, many things here. Nerve, heart, blood pressure, lung, kidney, circulation, and artery malfunctions, directions in the DNA. That's where we would normally do one. We're doing a whole bunch of stuff. So we're doing it, and so just keep pumping. Just pumping. Double pumping is good. That would be really good. Okay. And then let's see. Okay, and I don't see any new messages. So we're just going to continue on our mission of DNA freedom. So the actual process is called DNA obliteration process. And if you are looking on the website, you might find the page called Innovation, and it has an actual definition of DNA obliteration, which might be fun for you to have. And also in the blog, there's a really good article on the process of clearing DNA. And actually, I could send you the links to both of those today after class if you'd like to have both the Innovation page, and which has definitions from the things we're going to be going through, like cellular neogenesis, the different things that I've actually defined and brought in as a new, old, ancient tool to use. So, if you want that, we can add that to the send out today after class with the video. Let's see. Pilates pumping. Yes, Elizabeth. And Sharon, that would be amazing. Good. Okay, good. So we'll do that. We'll send out that article and then the page on innovation. Make myself a note. Going to send you the DNA guided meditation. You'll have the one that we did today, which is spectacular, and then you'll also have one that's recorded in a sound studio, DNA stem cell regeneration clearing. So we'll include that also with today's send out. And you know what? I just remembered, you guys want to be on the Facebook. We have a Facebook page, but I think what you guys want is a group so you can chat back and forth to each other. Is that right? I think I need to create a group. Because the page is, you can ask me questions, but I got the impression you guys wanted to talk to each other. So I think we need to create a real simple group page for graduates from the Diamond class. So I think that's what you were saying, you want to talk to each other. Is a tiny bottom of my screen, is it just me? Julie, is a tiny I don't know. That our tech people would have to answer that one, the tiny bottom in the screen. Okay. Let's see if I can correct that. The blue fella is a new team member, so that would be one of our technicians has accidentally pushed that she's running. She might be running the screen. Are you at least hearing me? Okay. Hang on one sec. I'll send them a message. Or and then maybe Tina, undo what you did. You are my teaching screen now. So students see your blue image, not me. I think she'll get it fastest if I just put it in there. Can you, are you guys hearing me? Can you hear me? There we go. Yes. I think. Did that change anything? I hid her from the broadcast. Did that help? Nothing has changed. Okay. For someone, yes, yes, yes. Like, okay, so the yes is on the Facebook you want a forum. Okay. I'll create that, or I'll have one of my team members create it. Audio is good. No, yes, no, no. Still the same. Okay. Let's see. I can send a text to her, and that might do it. Okay, let's see if that works. Before there was a little box with Blue Man, then your name and Blue Man in big screen, when you cleared the small box with your name, disappeared. Bottom right corner. Working on it now. Oh, okay, support is working on it. Okay. Okay, do you guys see me now? Something changed. And someone has no sound. Let me just turn my sound and video off for 1 second and then turn it back on. Okay, did that do anything? Nothing has changed, no sound. Yes, works again. Yes, yes. Okay. Okay, good. Well, life's a mystery sometimes. Fixed. Oh, good. Okay, good. So it might have been something they did. It might have been something I did. I have noticed that every once in a while it just gets temperamental, and if you shut the video and sound off, it fixes things for everybody. So let me know if that happens again. We have a new, brand new person on, and she's doing a great job, but she's learning, and this is her training session. So let's see. I mean, excuse me, not her training session. We have our expert person, and we also have a new person. So, okay. Okay, good. And it got changed back to me, so yay, here we are. Okay. Okay, so I've got a whole bunch of stuff I have to do for you today, including, we'll see. We'll have the Facebook page up by the end of class. I don't know if I'll get it done today or not. We'll have to see, because I run my social media. I don't have a staff member doing it, so I think I have to go in and do it myself. Okay, when you shut off the picture and sound, have sound but no picture. Okay, Charlotte, you might now need to refresh. Okay, and then just to review, we are pumping for perception. Okay. Okay, so I'll just let the tech people deal with those questions, and we're working on perception. You can do the double, you can do the quantum Pilates. We've got two people very capable working on our issues here. Don't see you right now. Sound is good. Sound is back. Okay. Okay, I understand. So sound, no sound refreshed. Second time you turned off, video disappeared. Okay, well, I didn't do it a second time, so I'm not sure. I just did it once, and I just turned it back on. So, okay. Well, why don't we do some singing while the tech people are clearing up the issue? I wrote this one. It's from Scripture. It's Goodness and Mercy. So I'll sing it through once, and hopefully you guys have the sound. And remember that there is a phone line to call in. So if you want to call in on the phone line while the tech people are clearing this problem up, please do, because we do have the phone line running for you, too. So this is called Goodness and Mercy. Yeah, singing. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Okay, let's try it together. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. And I shall dwell in forever and ever. Amen. All that I am and all I'll ever be is expanding from this mystery. All that I am and all I'll ever be is expanding from this mystery. And then we go back. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. All that I want and all I'll ever need is flowing from this loving seed. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Okay, can you hear me now? yeah, we can pump for the tech glitches, but I think there's some little boo-boos happening in the tech booth. That's what I think happened. So I don't think it was anything too serious. Yes, yes, yes. Maybe ground and clear the equipment connection. Sure. I think it's good. Honestly, group, we have a new person, and that's maybe what started the blue thing, was she just hit the wrong button, and then the experienced person actually accidentally muted me. So I think we're all good. I think it was just some boo-boos from the people in the tech booth. I don't actually think it was equipment failure. Yeah. So, oh, somebody has no sound. Heather has no sound. That's no good. Okay, Heather, I'm going to let the girls work with you. While we continue to pump. And there are a few aliens in the technology, so if you take a minute to just ground your computer and your phone, and we'll ground the technology that's running the Webinar Jam, the Google Hangout, my browser. We'll just ground everything and clear everything. And there's a couple alien troublemakers that are jumping in there too, so we'll get that. Bill wrote ba. Hi, Bill. Ba. Ba, 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 ba. Goosebumps on that. Ba, 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 ba. Ba, 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 bum, ba, 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 bum, ba, bum. Ba, 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 bum, ba, da, 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 dee. It's all good. One alien left. (Clears throat) Okay, Heather, you have sound now. Everybody sounds good. Okay, good. Yay. Yeah, it happens. Human error, technology error, and then we got to get rid of those spiritual parasite error. So, two aliens still hanging out there. Naughty boys. And for elevating aliens. trying the Kama mantra probably works. Let me think. Oh, Ganesha mantras work. Ganesha clears obstacles, so yeah, Ganesha would knock out aliens. That would be Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. 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 Oh, aliens are gone. Okay, that worked. In the stillness. Let's try this. Can you see that? In the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am. I am essence. I am breath. I am the light of God. I am, I am. Let's try that now together. In the stillness, in the quiet. So we'll do in the stillness, in the quiet. In the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there So that's the first verse. Let's just go through it once, the whole first verse. In the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am. And then the second verse, I am essence, I am breath, I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am, I am light of God, I am, I am. Okay, and let's sing that second verse all the way through. I am essence. I am breath. I am light of God. I am, I am in the stillness. In the quiet, in the open heart, there I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am, I am. Let's do it a few times through. It's such a short chant. In the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am in the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God, I am. Nice. Thank you. I heard you guys singing. It was so sweet. I heard all the voices. Hey, and those of you who are just singing in your head, you got to sing out loud too. Good. Yeah, this is one of my songs. I don't think I've got it on an album yet. So that was on, I recorded it. I don't think we popped it onto one of my albums. We have to probably re-record it. It's so fun to do harmonies. When you're in a group, I can, like, you guys can sing the main and then I can do all the harmonies with it. There's lots of versions of harmonies that can go with that song, that chant. There's another one that's really sweet here, A Call to Lighten, not too complex. Some of my songs have like 10 verses and they're like a ballad that goes on for 10 minutes. Try and give you a few of them that are not so complex. Okay. Yes. So this one is called A Call to Lighten, which is what we're doing right now. Soft the night and sweet the spirit, gentle voices call our song. We are magic, we are wonder, when we live beyond the veil. Humankind, please raise your thoughts. Bring a plane of peace and love. We the guardians of the pilgrims, we the authors of the play. Okay, so now I'll just sing one line at a time. It has like lots of pretty harp music that goes with it after and before and whatever, but we'll just sing it this way. So we'll do one line. We'll do the call and response that we've been doing. Soft the night and sweet the spirit. Soft the night and sweet the spirit. Gentle voices call our song. Gentle voices call our song. We are magic. We are wonder. We are magic. We are wonder. When we live beyond the veil. Humankind. When we live beyond the veil. Humankind, please raise your thoughts. Humankind, please raise your thoughts. Bring a plane of peace and love. Bring a plane of peace and love. We the guardians of the pilgrims, we the guardians of the pilgrims, we the author of the play, we the author of the play. Oh, you guys are so fun. Well, we'll just sing. I guess we'll just sing. You know, when I thank you for that love. I went through a really hard time in my life when I had the accident, and to add insult to injury, being so sick with cancers and illnesses, and I was hit by a car walking, and had a year and a half of my life really in a wheelchair and in bed and really suffering with a big brain injury. And only 5 weeks before the accident, I had started with harp lessons. And I've always been a singer. I was classically trained. Probably if my parents had allowed it, I would have been a professional singer. But they put their foot down and refused to let me attend I wanted to go to St. Olaf's College in Minnesota. And so my life played out very differently. I got married. I was engaged at 16. My father had said no, that he wasn't going to allow me to attend college or university. So I got married right away. I needed to escape my abusive family. And then I married an alcoholic, drunk, abusive man. So I had some babies, and then got so sick, I was terminally ill with cancer, lost custody of my kids in our nasty divorce. And so that was that story. So then understand 25 years of being sick, and about 21 years into it, I got run over by a car on top of everything else. So I had a brain injury. My leg, they said if it had been any worse or if it ever happened again, they'd have to amputate my right leg. I mean, it was just really, how bad can it get? And I started really writing music during that time. It's the funniest thing, but it was my solace and my sanity. And I think I wrote 39 compositions in that period of time where I didn't have my memory, and I didn't have my legs to use, and, you know, I was basically in bed or would wheel around. I called my harp teacher a few weeks after they, you know, got out of the hospital, maybe just 2 weeks or 3 weeks after, and I said, listen, I can't read music anymore. I couldn't read anymore. I had to learn how to read again. But I can't stop playing the harp and singing. I need something. And I wouldn't even remember the lessons, you know, but she would come every week to my house. And I would sit at my harp and play for hours every day and sing. And it was so helpful to have these angels around me, angels show up with harp So, a funny thing is I'd always imagined that somehow my teaching would also have music and dance and ceremony. And it feels to me like what you guys are saying is that's exactly what we want. We want all the good stuff. You guys are amazing. And I'm really letting that sink in. I'm really letting that sink in. So, you know, as I develop my programming, I'll develop music into it. I have a lot of beautiful songs and poetry and lots of beautiful things that we can add. So thank you for loving me. And I am open-hearted. I'm willing to bring all the gifts. I'm willing. And I just so appreciate you for holding the space. All the "can we sing again, can we sing again," it's really telling me exactly what I've always felt, which I always felt like, you know, the shifts and the joy and the happiness and the open-heartedness comes when we're singing, doesn't it? And there's clearing, but we don't really clear from mental energy. We clear from our heart. We clear from the love, truth, love, joy vibration. That's where we really get the biggest clearing. Ah, deep breath. So when I wrote these songs, I played a few for my mother, and she said to me, "No one wants to listen to you. No one would ever listen to you. Why would anyone ever want to listen to you?" And she sort of shut me down, and I knew that wasn't true. But when your mom says it to you and you're an adult, you're like, oh, my gosh. When is this going to heal? So, let's see. Okay, so let's see. Music, dance, ceremony, now. How wonderful. Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're really touching my heart. Thank you so much. And I hope we're all making that big shift together, but this is definitely, you guys are healing me at the moment. So permission to be myself, permission to express, which we're always working on in the meditations, permission to express your unique self, permission for me to express my unique self too. Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Okay. Preach. I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about doing a Sunday service, so I don't know if it'd be, you know, online like we're doing here. I've definitely been thinking about that. It's definitely in my head, in my heart. Back when I was so sick with cancer in my 20s, the ladies at church had come to me and they said that they had always seen me as, you know, a church leader, that I would overcome my illnesses and I would transform the church somehow. And I left the church because maybe some of you have this story too. I was kicked out of the church. Mm-hmm. And the comedy of being kicked out of the church was the choir members. One of the choir members came and kicked me out. He said, "You know, you shouldn't come anymore. Nobody wants you here." So I've been singing solos my whole life in church every Sunday morning, and I was told, "Nobody wants you here." And it was the biggest gift, because I went out into the world and I returned to India, my home from other lifetimes, and remembered my divine connection with that. And I studied with the Native Americans and the Gnostics and the Essenes and all things I would never have done. I was a very devout Christian, really with the blinders on, just looking straight forward, serving my church and God. And so I was there like 5 days a week. I would never have done all the openness, and I wouldn't be the person I was had they not said, give me the boot. So it's time to heal all that, though, too, right? It's time to let go of the whatever, you know, whatever story I have around. The choir member's kicking me out. Nobody wants you here. Yes, Sunday sermons. Okay. Well, that is definitely so strong in my mind these days. Your mom was wrong. You have a beautiful voice. Thank you. Thank you, Elizabeth. That's a beautiful, beautiful message. I cherish that. Thank you. And Alex, thank you. Yeah, stories too. I agree. thank you, Jyoti. Crystal, thank you. Everybody, thank you. Because, you know, whether you're writing messages or you're listening in, I feel your presence and your love. And, you know, we're creating magic here. And maybe, you know, you guys are going to go through a big transformation. I may go through a big transformation here, too. I might be much more available to teach in the way I was meant to teach as a result of this class. So I'm open to that. I'm very open to that. And preach. And so it is. Love it. Let's check and see where we are. We'll go to the slide for a minute, and then we'll come right back. But we'll check and see how far we've gotten here. Okay, so curses, black magic, and atheist thought forms we've cleared, trauma from past lives we've cleared, and going on, emotional thought forms we've cleared, emotional body we've cleared, etheric body we've cleared, emotional brain we've cleared. Anything else we need to clear in this one? Are we done with emotions? Shared energy cords, contracts, agreements we have to clear yet, and timelines we have to clear yet on emotions and ghosts. Okay, so we're going to clear this one. Oh, I don't have a check. So let's see, we'll do this one. Oops. Wrong button. This one. Oops. Sorry, guys. Popping around here. That's my hands have too much energy on them, so when I touch the mouse, it just jumps. Karma, we don't need to do. Timelines, we need to do. Timelines and ghosts. And then we'll drop down to the next one because that's DNA. But let's just see, have we cleared bloodline yet? And we have already cleared bloodline, so we'll be going right into DNA. Once we get through with emotions, we'll go on to DNA. Okay, so agreements, timelines, and ghosts. Probably about 7 more minutes, and then we'll start the DNA process. It's just a whole lot of stuff that we're working on. I'm back. So funny, because I attend church, and I sing. And every single week, 4 or 5 people come up to me and say, you should sing in the choir, and they're all these different people. So I've had everybody come and ask me to sing in the choir. And you can't get me to sing in the choir. So maybe that'll heal too. Well, I'm happy singing in the congregation. That's good for me. I've got another little chant here. Let me just look. I know I've got a couple of short chants. Got some really long ones here, too. Oh, this one might be fun. Yeah. This one is to the divine in whatever aspect you want to call in. When I wrote it for Lakshmi, who's the goddess of love, grace, beauty, and abundance. And it's a call and response. It's very simple. Be my guide in dark times. and then you're just seeing the same thing, but in lifetime. So whatever it is, it's the opposite. So be my guide in dark times. Be my guide in light times. Be my guide in dark times. Be my guide in light times. And then the next one is light. Be my light in dark times. Be my light in light times. Be my love in dark times. Be my love in light times. Be my heart in light times. Be my heart in dark times. Sorry, I reversed that. Be my hope in dark times. Be my hope in light times. Be my help in dark times. Be my help in light times. Be my wealth in dark times. Be my wealth in light times. Ooh, nice long letter here. Bring the magic. We are one, and so it is. And Alex, a clearly powerful group you're training. At some point, can we clear things around being strong, healthy, powerful, so that we can really show up in the world and bring people into this information opening clearly and powerfully? Definitely. Definitely, definitely. I'll look at putting that into the schedule as a clearing powerful beyond measure, and we'll do all the clearing so that you can step into that. And it's been really a journey for me, because also you have to clear, trauma from past lives, and being willing to be seen and being willing to be heard, and then being willing to step into your power. So there's a whole bunch of different clearings I've done to go from, very extreme introvert to being able to really stand and be seen. Clearing the center of the body is so important. My will chakra was really depleted, which just wasn't on at all. I just didn't have will. And a few years ago, I said, if I'm ever going to get this into the world, I really have to have that force and power naturally occurring in my body. So you want to have the center of your body where that power comes from. You want that really tuned up and turned on. We do have a chakra energy class coming up in the fall, so we don't cover energy per se in this class. We will touch on this because it's a good request. I agree. So, good as well. 11-11. Oh, my goodness. I was meant to see that. 11-11. You want to do another chant? We'll do another chant. This one's called I Am the Altar. And inspired, I was in Glastonbury, which is Avalon in England, and the man who served kind of as the priest or the wise man, I was with him, and we were chatting, and he had some visions of me, And he actually lifted me and sat me on the altar of, you know, ruins. So it wasn't like a new altar or something, but he just sat me on the altar. And I had this experience where my different lifetimes came through me. And so I was just sitting on the altar, and he could actually see me changing and see different gowns and different clothes on me. And then there was the experience of after. What did that mean about being the altar or being the lamb, or rather than looking at something from an outside observer, what would it be like we were talking about yesterday, what is it like to be the glory? And can you meditate on I am the glory, and then understand the depth of what the glory of God means? What does it mean to be the altar, which is the what holds the offering? You know, it's like the presence. It's like so the altar is sacred and beautiful, and it's the support for the offering. So, okay, all right. So this one's called I Am the Altar. And we'll do call and response. It's very simple. Really, this one is really easy. Just like the other one, it's really easy. I am the altar, I am the lamb. I am the altar, I am the lamb. I am receptive, I am, I am. I am receptive, I am, I am. I am Sophia, I am dark night. I am the Logos, I am delight. I am Sophia, I am dark night. I am the Logos, I am delight. I am communion, body and blood. I am communion, body and blood. I am forgiveness, I am the love. I am forgiveness, I am the love. I am the mother, I am the son. I am the mother, I am the son. I am the Father, I am as one. I am the Father, I am as one. I am the incense, fragrant desire. I am the incense, fragrant desire. I am the ashes, burnt by the fire. I am the ashes, burnt by the fire. I am the innocent, I am the wrong. I am the innocent, I am the wrong. I am the delicate, I am the strong. I am the delicate, I am the strong. I am the altar, I am the lamb. I am the altar, I am the lamb. I am receptive. I am. That was nice. I like that. Yay. Feels holy. Love it. It's good. So it's part of the gift of being here in human body to learn and to observe and to grow and to call forth in yourself that which is divine and understand it on a deeper level. And all the parts of ceremony and ritual and what makes everything sacred. And really, for me, time in meditation, time in reflection allows for that, allows to expand your understanding, your depth. What does it mean to be innocent? What does it mean to be the wrong, the one that's always in the wrong, the one that's maybe abusing or hurting or making others wrong? What is it to stand in that and understand it? And then you understand it, and it goes deeper because the wrong is just a person who's struggling and who's trying to make sense of things and makes other people wrong because they can't figure it out for themselves and they don't have the time to go inside themselves. Or what is it to be innocent and to be fresh and pure, or to be the incense, that fragrant smell? What does it do, that clearing essence of the incense? What's it like to be the incense? So I just give you an idea that these are good things to contemplate and perhaps gain deeper and broader understandings. When I was in India, I was 33, and I had a particular way I liked to dress. And I had modeled earlier in my life, in my mid-20s. I got to model and be in some film. And I prided myself in the way I looked. And there were some ladies that wore their saris pulled through, like a pantaloon pulled through their legs. And they were out in the fields gathering wheat and grain, and they would have big bushels on their head, or they'd be carrying water, and they wore their sari kind of like a big pantaloon. And I had a judgment about it. I thought it wasn't as pretty as it could be, but I understood the practicality of it. But I thought that, you know, the way I wore the sari like a goddess was so beautiful. And the guru I was with had seen this little flaw in me, and he said, "So you're looking at those ladies and you have a judgment about them." And I said, "Well, yeah, I think I wear my sari, you know, like a goddess, and I think that, you know, they don't." And he said to me, "You know, their husbands see them as the goddess, and the way that they wear their sari is the most beautiful that they could possibly imagine for themselves." And, you know, there was a practical aspect to it, but it was also cultural. For that group of women, the pantaloon kind of draping of the sari was the way that they were going to represent the goddess. And I really got it that there are 100 ways to see things, not just through my eyes, but if you look from another perspective or 100 other perspectives, you're going to see such a rich variety. It's kind of that same, if the tree falls in the forest and no one is listening, does the tree fall? Does it make a sound, actually? Does it make a sound? And do you have to be the witness for the sound to be observed? And, you know, so wherever your mind goes with that, that's kind of an interesting thing. But are we observing, and from what angle, what direction are we observing? And if we're only looking through our own eyes, we're really missing out on the greater opportunity of being human and being in a body. And so becoming a loving observer and being in wonder, and I mean really like wondering. I wonder what it's like to be that person. I wonder what it's like to be the altar. Being in that kind of wonder really allows you to see on a on a much deeper level, on a much broader level, and really to understand the workings of the universe in more profound and wise elder ways. I think that we might be through the clearings. Let's see. Oh, one more minute. So we're just, it feels to me like we're just there. And then I'm going to teach you how to do the DNA, the sweep technique. Were there comments that came in while I was chatting? Your songs and singing take the activations to another level for me. Really the sacred, like the divine blueprint. Beautiful, Heather. I'm so happy. Thank you. And Elizabeth, yes, singing makes it all holy and divine in another embodying. Beautiful. And Heather, you're welcome. And Charlotte, your words are magical poetry. What a blessing to share with the world. Thank you. Elizabeth, yes, to stay in our childlike awe. Exactly. And, you know, it's so interesting that this makes me feel teary, too. How often do adults actually get to sit in that wonder? And I'd love to challenge you to sit in wonder every day and to giggle and to hug people and be childlike, because that's where the real life and the real rejuvenation is happening, isn't it? We get in this mental state of mental energy. And yes, we can be productive, but what's it doing for us as our in our essential nature and our physical body? Is it uplifting us, or is it taking us out of our game, our best game? Yeah. Okay, we are through the clearings, and now I'm going to show you the DNA technique, and this we'll use for the other two clearings we do this afternoon too. And it's basically a sweep. And you can sweep across. It's like what we did with timelines. You do the sweep. And so it's like that. And you take it across your body. So that's the DNA sweep. And you're going to be doing it for a while. So you go all the way across, and then you just start over again. So it's a sweep rather than a pump. It's still the quantum pump, but it's a sweep. And so you can just kind of imagine sweeping the DNA, problem DNA, like the black dots that we did in the meditation. You're going to sweep all that harmful DNA, the DNA that does not support. And again, reminding you what we're clearing, nerve, heart, blood pressure, lungs, kidneys, circulation, so the veins and everything related to circulation and the arteries. So let's go ahead and sweep. And if this is too energetic for you, if you have issues with muscles, you can have your hand in one place. I prefer that you sweep, but you're also given permission. And I understand that we're going to be pumping for most of the time you're in class, we'll be pumping. So there's not a lot of heady stuff in here where we're just going to go da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We did some of that yesterday. You'll get introductions to things that might be a half an hour long or an hour long, but most of the time we're going to be clearing. Like a butterfly. Beautiful, Alex. Yeah, thank you for giving a different perspective on wonder. I usually wonder about things that feel good. Beautiful. And that was Vanya and Alex and Crystal. God bless you. Thank you. Yes, stay childlike. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. This is a beautiful group. So I promise you, we will keep this group going on Facebook. And then I'll make some recommendations to you on some classes I'd like to see you guys in the fall so that you can keep your learning up. And some of you who did the full training, you'll be getting, so if you did the 4997 option, you're going to get quite a few home study programs that I'm going to want you to carefully go through. So those are pretty wonderful. But we'll keep us together. Love will keep us together. Think and make, babe, whenever. I don't think the rest of the song relates to us. Why don't we do two, while we're clearing the DNA, we've got one about Mother Mary. And this one is called She Comes to Me. And we'll do it in call and response. This was written in September of 2003. So that's about 6 months after my accident, I think. And my accident, the big accident in March. And it goes like this. She comes to me in early morning when all is quiet, when all is quiet, when all is quiet, when all is quiet. So there'll be a line. And then we'll repeat the second line, when all is quiet, or whatever the second line is. We'll repeat that multiple times. Okay. She comes to me in early morning when all is quiet, when all is quiet. When all is quiet, when all is quiet. Before the birds have awakened to sing their sweet song, to sing their sweet song, to sing their sweet song, to sing their sweet song. Before the birds have awakened to sing their sweet song, to sing their sweet song, to sing their sweet song, to sing their sweet song. There she is, my holy mother. Let's see here. Just do a key change. 1 second. There she is, my holy mother. Sorry, it's a key change here. There, sing the sweet song. There she is, my holy mother, giving me comfort, giving me sweet rest. Okay. Well, I'll have to work this out on my harp, maybe at lunchtime, and then I'll come back and we'll do the rest. But the words go, I long to be with her, to serve her in spirit. I long to take refuge from this human form. Who cares when the ones of us are struggling? When life feels so desperate, when life feels so desperate, who cares for the brokenhearted? Who cares for my soul? And then it ends with, she comes to me in early morning when all is quiet. She cares for my soul. So let me work out the key change there, and then we'll come back to that at another time, either this afternoon or tomorrow. Yay. Movement goes like this. So you're going dim, 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 dim. And then, like I said, if your muscles aren't fond of crossing over, then you have permission to stay in one place. Doing good. This is our longer session, so. We're doing good. Let's see. Oh, my God, how beautiful. Let's try this. I'm starting to lose my voice a little bit, but let's try it. It's called All Is Found, and it kind of goes to the depth of struggle and suffering, and then, kind of takes us through a place where it feels like everything is lost. It feels like there's no possible answer, and yet the chaos and the clarity clear. And I'm back in my heart and my divine connection. Just when I think that all is lost, and there's nothing more that I can do. So we'll do a call and response. Just when I think that all is lost, and there's nothing more that I can do. When the pain in my heart gets too great, and I feel that I will explode. When the pain in my heart gets too great, and I feel like I will explode. When all is lost and hope is nowhere, when I find myself screaming in terror, when all is lost and hope is nowhere, when I find myself screaming in terror, I find my depth, my center, my light, while surrendering to my soul. I find my depth, my center, my light, while surrendering to my soul. Grace finds a way to melt away the tears, and a soothing, gentle trust reappears. Grace finds a way to melt away the tears, and a soothing, gentle trust reappears. When all is calm and I find myself at one, when chaos is transformed into clarity, I find my depth, my center, my light, while surrendering to my soul. I find my depth, my center,
enter my light while surrendering to my soul.
You can do the pump with the left hand as well, Charlotte. Yeah, you can do both, and you can do wonderful, Elizabeth. Oh my God, how beautiful. So you can do both. You can do this way or this way, and you can do your feet. Like I said, if you want to, and you're, this process is a little tiring for you, you can just go back to this too. So if this is tiring and this is tiring, you can go back to this, or you can go to this, or you can, if you want to, use your left hand. The right hand tends to be the one that moves things. It's the outer. The right tends to work with the outer world, where the left hand tends to be the receptive hand, the hand that I read from, and most people have that. You can read from both hands, but I tend to allow my left hand to let me know when we're done, so it will actually feel the shift. And it looks like we're about 60% clear on the DNA at this point. So by doing all of the clearings that we did before we work on the DNA, I think we should get a really incredible result. This is going to be really good, because it's a lot of things we're really changing in the DNA. And when you change the cell structure, one of the possible results is that you might be really tired. You might feel really bright and excited and uplifted. But understand that we are actually changing your cellular structure now. So when we're moving out these challenges, we're changing the cellular structure. What happens to the place where the dark spot was on the strand? Well, we're removing that. So it's removed, and the strand is actually continues to exist. We're removing the program off the strand that isn't good for you. So the strand itself continues to exist. We're not removing the strand. We're removing the information. No cold, just my throat starting to get tired. I love singing. I got to do more singing. Kind of build up your stamina, your vocal cords and everything when you sing a lot. I haven't been singing very much lately. Too much work. Okay. Where does the program that replaces the outmoded program come from? Do we consciously call it in, or soul, or whatever? Necessarily, the program, the perfected program, is in the blueprint, so that would be where that comes from. I'm so glad I signed up for this. We are going to glow in the dark. That's so true. You are going to glow in the dark after 7 days of clearing like this. Mm-hmm. Completely true. More, please. I got it. Okay, you sing at home. I need to rest my voice a little bit. But we can, when I come back after the lunch break in 15 minutes, my voice will be recovered and we'll sing some more. Sound good? And I'll pick out a bunch of more stuff for us. I can probably do things that are pretty straight. Oh, I don't know. There's a little chance that doesn't go anywhere. Oh, that's not the one. Let me see if I can find one that doesn't go up and down, but just goes kind of straight out. Okay, let's do an Indian chant. This is kind of stays all in the same little couple notes. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram. So you might already even know this one. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram. Patita Parvana Sita Ram. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram, Patita Parvana Sita Ram, Ishwara Allah Tere Nam, Ishwara Allah Tere Nam, Sabako Samati De Bhagavan,
sabko samati dei bhagavan raghupati raghava raja ram raghupati raghava raja ram patita parvan sita ram patita parvan Patita Parvana Sita Ram Ishwara Allah Tere Nam Ishwara Allah Tere Nam Sabako Samati Dei Bhagavan Sabako Samati Dei Bhagavan We're doing good. Let's see where we're at. Nine, 95% clear. So another 5%. Thank you. Is a part of this training to access the part of the blueprint? Yes, absolutely. Many, many parts of this training are accessing the blueprint. Absolutely. This was one of my very all-time favorites, 33 years old, Mana Mohana Pandurenga Vitalahare. Vitalahare, Jai Vitalahare, Mana Mohana Pandurenga Vitalahare. And what it essentially means is, I'm in love with you, God. I think about you all day long, and I'm in love with the God of love. And I am consumed with loving you, kind of like that. So it's very sweet. It's almost kind of like a romantic love song to God.
Mana Mohana Panduranga Vitalahare Vitalahare Jai Vitalahare Mohana, Mohana, Panduranga, Vitalahare.
You ready?
Mana, Mohana, Panduranga. Mana, Mohana, Panduranga, Vitalahare. Vitalahare. Vitalare, Vitalare, Jai Vitalare, Jai Vitalare, Mohana, Mohana, Panduranga, Mohana, Mohana, Panduranga, Vitalahare, Vitalahare.
I used to chant that for, you know, like a half an hour. It just gets you into kind of a bliss state. If you, you know, if you understand the meaning of it, I think. But another one's really sweet, also to the God of Love. Ramachandra.
Ramachandra Raghuvira. Ramachandra Ranadira.
Okay, let's do that together.
Ramachandra Raghuvira, Ramachandra Ranadira.
Same words, different melody next.
Ramachandra Mama Bandhu. Ramachandra Mama Bandhu. Ramachandra Daya Sindhu. Ramachandra Daya Sindhu. Ramachandra Raghuvira. Ramachandra Ranadira. Ramachandra Raghuvira. Ramachandra Ranadira. Ramachandra Ranadira.
Sweet little taste of India and chants to the love god. How perfect while we're clearing the DNA and things that have to do with love, like the heart and the lungs, which are feeling like you have a right to take up space, and the heart being the center of love in the body, and blood pressure, which when blood pressure is good and stable, not low like you're diminished or over high like you're angry, but relaxed and involved with that beautiful love, the nerves being relaxed and being flooded with this beautiful love, kidneys, arteries, circulation, all of that, flooded with love. Oh, thank you, Elizabeth. So happy. Okay, DNA. All right. We have gotten to clear on the DNA. Let's do another few minutes to just to go to the hour on just reestablishing the perfected function of nerve, heart, blood pressure, lungs, kidneys, circulation, and arteries. So let's go ahead and pump for a few minutes on just reestablishing the original blueprint and upgrading that which has been removed. We're upgrading. It's interesting, I'm feeling it in my upper spine and neck and back of head. Going down my shoulders too. And understanding that this is also this cascade, so we're activating the light in the DNA and just giving this new information to the entire body. So we're starting that mirroring process where we're upgrading all the cells of the body with the light of the cell. Do a Sound of Truth. By the way, we're doing a Sound of Truth class. Let me tell you when it is, so you get the program. But if you sign up for the live class, you get me teaching you the program too, which is nice.
But the Sound of Truth is always available on the website. And for those of you who did the purchase at the $5,000, the full class, you get the Sound of Truth as one of your bonus class, home study classes. Sound of Truth is November 3rd and November 5th. November 3rd and 5th. We have a two-part Sound of Truth class. We have an illumination class, too, coming up in December for three parts, so that's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, we'll definitely do some more singing this afternoon. We'll give my voice a little bit of a rest and your voices and bodies a little rest. And then we'll come back and we'll make more magic. Well, I'm really, really happy for this beautiful experience. And it just gets better, guys. Every day gets better. So we will take our half an hour break now. Let me just check and see if we're good to go. We are definitely good to go with the DNA. So this project is done.